Oh, protect the children, because we're about to... Pigeons aren't real. They're government robot spies, and they are in Manhattan because it's one of the most densely populated places.
I mean, I saw them in,
place.
Like, North Carolina.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, okay.
No, you didn't. They were spies.
Oh.
Pigeons are not real. Welcome to the Monarch Experience Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona, and here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we are all about giving students a platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. And today, we're getting weird. We're talking about strange questions. Life has presented us with some strange questions, and today, our three amazing guests are going to solve these questions. They're going to answer these questions. They're going to get down to the biggest problems that are facing humanity, our nation, and the cosmos. We're answering some of the world's most strangest and, honestly, most unimportant questions that you've ever heard or that we've been faced with. But before we get to that, follow us on social media at TheMonarchXP on Twitter, The Monarch Experience Podcast on Snapchat. Obviously message us and just say hi and then nothing else like a weirdo. Or you can follow us on TikTok at MonarchXP and see all of the amazing things that our content creators and the podcast club are creating. And speaking of the podcast club, speaking of our content creators, speaking of humans, we've got our three guests, our three incredibly productive, incredibly creative, and incredibly incredible members of the podcast club. First, we've got Ariana. Ariana, say something to our audience.
Hi.
No. I reject that.
I have no idea.
No idea about what?
What to say.
Why?
Because I don't know what to say.
If you did know what to say, what would you say?
I would say that pizza is the best food.
You know,
yeah,
that works every single time.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know what to say, what would you say? And you came up with something.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a Jedi. Minus the green and old part. Shruti is another member of our amazing podcast club. Shruti.
I totally agree with Ariana, and if you're listening to this, I really appreciate you because we are awesome and you should be listening.
The people who aren't listening.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You're missing out.
But you can't tell them that they're missing out because they're not listening.
Oh.
If they're listening, they'll never be missing out.
Yeah.
The Monarch Experience Podcast, where if you're listening, you're never missing out.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds like a...
good motto.
Is it a good motto?
Yeah. It really, like,
yeah,
represents us.
It does. Obvious. That's how it represents us. Shruti, it is great to have you on the podcast. And Paravi, the brains behind the fairy. Ooh, look, a fairy. Which did amazing. Got a lot of feedback on how great it was. I even had former cynical students. I'm looking at you, Haro. Actually messaged me and say I chuckled. And for him to chuckle, that is talent. Paravi, say something to our audience.
Great.
Say something to Haro.
Oh. Thank you for chuckling at our TikTok. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I chuckled at that statement.
Oh.
What?
It is so great to have you three. It's so awesome to have podcast club members on this, content creators on this. And you three came up with, or Paravi, I think you kind of approached me with the idea of doing an episode like this. And it's kind of morphed since then. It was originally like hot takes, and then we realized that none of our takes were hot.
Yeah.
They were all just kind of like barely
cold.
Room temperature. And I still would like to do a hot takes episode. I just don't know what things I feel strongly about that are like controversial.
Uh-huh.
Like pigeons aren't real.
What?
Yeah, my period. Oh, oh.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh, protect the children because we're about to. So my period eight explained to me how pigeons aren't real. And because I had mentioned how, have you ever noticed that you don't see pigeons anywhere aside from like Manhattan? And they said that's because they're not real. They're government robot spies, and they are in Manhattan because it's one of the most densely populated places. So they're just keeping tabs on other human beings.
I mean, I saw them in, like, North Carolina.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, okay.
No, you didn't. They were spies.
Oh.
Pigeons are not real. I'm convinced.
Okay.
I saw, they showed me a diagram on the internet where they showed, like, how they're robots and how their cameras are basically, like, right in their neck and how you've never seen a baby pigeon. You've never seen a pigeon nest.
Oh.
Right? It's because they're government spies.
I mean, one of my teachers thinks that koalas aren't real and pandas.
What?
What?
No.
Who?
I disagree with
Why?
That.
Why?
I disagree with that.
I don't, because, like, they just don't look real. They look like something you'd find in, like, a cartoon.
Crazy. As I say, that pigeons aren't real. No, but pigeons really are. I believe it. I totally believe it. They showed me internet stuff. And if it's on the internet, it's obviously true.
Obviously. Yeah.
So it went from hot takes, obviously, which we only have a few hot takes, to really just kind of like finding questions. And I think what, Parabi, you had mentioned, which I kind of love because it's a great way to bring this back maybe, is we used to do like the this or that kind of questions, like the getting to know you questions on like seasons 1, 2 and a little bit of 3. And we kind of shied away from it. And I thought we would just do a whole episode on just weird questions to better get to know all of you and for our audience to see how truly weird all three of you really are.
Yeah.
And not me, obviously. So let's go through these. Enough of this conversation stuff. What's worse, being embarrassed or being afraid?
I think embarrassed.
Yeah? How come?
It's like you feel like you're going to be humiliated at any point. Like afraid, it's like when you're afraid, it can like go away. Like, after, like, a sudden, like, change of, like, event. Like,
okay.
If you're scared of, like, going on, like, a Ferris, because you're scared of heights, then, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, like, when you go on it and you, like, don't look down at the floor, you know, they'll be like, this isn't that bad.
No, it is that bad.
Well.
It's horrifying. When they stop you and you're all the way at the top and then, like, your, like, son decides to, like, jump up and down to make it swing and it's like, we're going to die. Stop. Stop jumping.
I know, but we look at the pretty sunset. You're like. Okay. All right. You know what?
Sunset.
When have you been like a fair
no.
sunset?
Well, like the pretty sky.
The pretty sky that I'm going to fall out of and land on the yeah. pavement and go like, splat. And I'm going to look like salsa.
No.
Being like, I was at the Monmouth County Fair with my friend.
Oh, those
and
are
like,
the scariest ones.
Yeah. And like, it was like shaking. It was shaking. And I was like, I regretted going on to that. And you know the pole? I was like hugging on it for dear life. Because like, I couldn't hold on.
I bet
Parabi was there too. I bet she could hear me. She could hear me screaming.
We were at Six Flags at like the tiny one in like the Looney Tunes land. That's only like 20 feet in the air. And my son was like moving, and I'm like, you need to stop. Like, you need to sit down right now. And he's like, why? I'm like, because I'm scared. All right, that's why. Because I'm scared. Just sit down. He was like, it's not that fine. I was like, no, it's not fine. We're gonna fall out and die.
I think being afraid is a lot worse because sometimes being embarrassed can also kind of like sometimes result in you being afraid. And like, if like. Like a clown just like walks into your house at like 12 a.m. and while you're like sleeping, you're not gonna just be like, oh, well, at least I'm not embarrassed.
I think being embarrassed is worse because I think like when you're embarrassed, you're kind of put on the spot.
Yeah, because then everybody's like waiting for you to say something to Esperanto, and like, you don't know what to say.
And you never have a witty response. You never have something planned or like a good comeback.
Yeah.
I don't mind being afraid. You know, being afraid can lead to growth. You can confront something that you've never done before. There's a reason you're afraid of it. Get really philosophical. But also, there's an entire genre of movies that are built off of the thrill of being scared. Horror movies.
Yeah,
so like, I love horror movies.
I'd much rather be scared than be embarrassed. There's no like set of movies that basically just are embarrassment movies. Where,
I mean,
like,
you
halfway
could
through
get
the movie, just like they bring in like your mom, your dad, and everyone, and they just say like all of your deepest, darkest fears. Like, no, or like secrets. But there's no movie that's gonna do that. So I'd rather be afraid. This one's gonna create some division. Pizza or Chinese food?
Pizza.
What's bet?
Pizza.
Did you even hear the second option? Like,
but I have a reason for not liking Chinese food as much.
Oh, you don't like Chinese food?
No. Well.
I used to not like Chinese food.
Okay, but I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
But like, I also can't eat eggs or gelatin, And like a lot of like, I don't mean to be like offensive or anything, but like there's Asian
nothing you're
foods.
Gonna, yeah, there's nothing you're gonna. There's not yeah. a lot you're gonna eat.
Yeah, white I rice. Can't really eat like yeah rice, which is bland to me. Because yeah. like I'm used to like spiced foods because yeah. I'm Indian, but like I'm vegetarian, so like I can't really like meat and stuff. So it doesn't like bring in like that flavor. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love.
You can't
like,
do the pork fried rice.
Yeah,
because obviously the pork, and then it's also it's got egg in it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I didn't
so
think of that.
Like I have limited options.
And dumplings. Pizza, a lot of the dumplings have meat inside of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And like something's like cooked like egg in it. Like so I can't really eat those. So like pizza is just like a safe way out, you know?
Okay. Yeah. No, you can I mean you can get great pizza.
Yeah, it's so good. I love pizza.
Okay. That's fair.
I can totally relate with Pearl because I'm also Indian, okay. also vegetarian. Except like I can eat things with eggs in it. I okay. just can't eat eggs like straight like that.
Gotcha.
And then like Chinese food, I've never tried Chinese food. And like Paravi said, white rice is just not it.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
it's white rice.
Then again, I'm also Indian, and my parents are unhealthy, so okay. that's led to me being unhealthy. So like, gotcha. If I eat like those Hakka noodles, they have vegetables in it. I don't like vegetables.
Okay, the taste. Ariana, are we going 3 for 3?
Yes. Okay. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, I think the pizza is the best food, and although. Like, I can eat, like, old Chinese food, and I do think that it's really good. I feel like pizza just is, like, something, like, that it's so simple that you can just be, like, so creative with what you can put on your pizza.
Tomato,
that I really
cheese,
think, yeah, right? I think that it can be a like, lot better. Like, I feel like pizza just, like, generally just tastes good on its own, but you can also add a bunch of toppings that make it, like,
okay.
enhance the flavor.
That's fair.
And, like, when I'm eating pizza, it's like all good vibes.
And when you eat Chinese food, it's bad and negative vibes?
Well, no, but it's not as like happy, you
okay.
know?
I love Chinese food, but I love pizza more. I mean, I'm Italian. I love pizza. But I will say this. I think you can mess up pizza more. I don't know if this is true or not. I feel like this is true. You can mess up pizza more than you can mess up Chinese food.
That's true.
I've never had bad Chinese food, but that also might be because I just don't have Chinese food as frequently, and I also just like don't know really great from bad Chinese food. But I've had bad pizza.
Yeah.
Like I've eaten pizza in like Pennsylvania. That's bad pizza. It's like, bad pizza.
I'm really picky with my pizza. Like I don't like I don't like Papa John's pizza.
No,
like,
that's
I'm,
not pizza.
I'm,
could you? No, yeah, like, fast food pizza. We live in New Jersey.
And that's like, local pizza.
Yeah,
that's
you,
your thing.
If you live in the Midwest, like if you're in Ohio, like you shouldn't you shouldn't be going to like a local pizza place because they're gonna claim it's New York style pizza.
Yeah.
It's not. The water is different. They can do all they want. They can say that they ship the water in daily. Right,
yeah.
That's a lie. But like you have to go with like the chains, like Papa John's, Domino's,
yeah.
Pizza Hut.
But then,
if
then
you're
again,
in New Jersey, you should not be going to those places.
Yeah,
you should just go to insert Italian names pizza.
Yeah, like there's this like
Sal's Pizza.
Yeah, like Tortora ravioli, like something. Like I like those areas. Like
yeah.
I hate Papa John's.
Tortora.
Tortora.
Isn't that a sixth grade teacher
I mean,
here?
Yeah, it's
Tortora.
I mean, no,
has
like,
a ravioli shop.
What?
This is Tortora, please.
I need to try
ravioli.
This.
Yeah.
I would
please.
Like some ravioli,
okay.
But I would trust her ravioli place,
yeah.
right? Because it sounds
yeah.
like an Italian name.
And
I
then
know.
I just genuinely don't like Papa John's because it's so sweet. The sauce is
yeah.
not sauce.
Yeah, it's not sauce. It's
yeah.
just.
And then Domino's is okay, but I don't like thin crust as well.
Okay.
I like
oh,
despise
yeah. thin crust.
Thin
crust.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I like thin crust.
I like thin crust.
I,
yeah.
I like
prefer thin crust
it.
Over like a super thick crust because I feel like you can like taste like more than like just the bread. Because I
yeah,
like having
the
more like sauce and cheese.
To, like, break it.
Yeah, you have to.
How weak are your teeth?
Okay, but like,
okay.
You have
I have braces. Okay,
the dough.
Okay,
it's
dough.
But
it's
crunchy.
The time. It's crunchy, and you just like you
crunchy.
Taste,
what
where
is crunchy pizza?
They're leaving their pizza in for way too long.
Yeah, because crunchy. It's not pizza's not supposed to be crunchy.
Like
my favorite
tiny.
Pizza joint is
like,
fluffy.
But then how?
And they just like.
Fluffy
pillow.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Like a pillow.
My favorite pizza joint is Uno's.
Okay.
Uno's. Because
Uno.
They.
What is,
right?
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
but like, it's. Their pan pie is so good. It's so thick and so good. I just like love it so much.
So do you like Chicago style deep dish?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had it once.
It's so good. I can't stop eating it.
It was a cool experience, but like waiting 45 minutes for pizza
was not a
normal occurrence for deep dish where they're like, we got to bake the whole cake of pizza. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you could. No. How would you make a decision like, hey, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? Oh, let's get deep dish pizza. Okay, sure. Let's order it. That'll be an hour and a half. Yeah. Like, I'm not waiting an hour and a half for pizza. Speaking of pizza, so we're all on the same page. I'm going to alienate a lot of listeners here. but honestly, if they're on one side of this equation, we don't want them as listeners. Just kidding. We value everyone. Pineapple on pizza?
Love.
Yes.
Mixed opinions.
I didn't even get to finish the sentence, and you said love?
It's so good. Okay, see.
I was going to ask if pineapple on pizza should be a federal offense or if it should be a misdemeanor.
It should
either
be a
way,
misdemeanor.
You should be locked up.
No.
Pineapple on pizza, that is
It defeats offensive. The purpose of pizza.
That's offensive.
It defeats the purpose of pizza.
As an Italian, pizza is supposed I am to be, offended.
Pizza is I supposed to be you. Salty. Not sweet. Okay. Just the sweet just Hear ruins it.
All right. There's one thing. If you have like a fresh baked pizza and you just like, cut up some
flavors
pineapple.
Flavors don't match.
Yeah, they don't match. Like,
ow. I don't
who
want
eats
to.
Tomato and pineapple? It's not clicky.
I'm okay. Right
I am
now.
Stubborn.
Okay. Let me talk.
La, I can't hear you.
If you have a fresh baked pizza and you just cut up some fresh pineapple, you plop it on.
Why don't you just throw it in the garbage
good.
At that point? There's people that are hungry, that are starving.
When you have an unbaked pizza and you put pineapple on it, like the juices like mix in with it and it's
ew,
good.
No. Ew.
The just flavors like combine and it's so good.
They don't
together.
Combine.
They don't do. Combine. Puravi, you're telling me tomato and pineapple combines.
Yes.
Tomato.
Well,
tomato.
They're both citruses. There's no need for both of
yes.
them.
I think the pineapple on pizza, I'm not going to like come at you if you like it, but I feel like there's toppings that are definitely better for pizza because I feel like there's certain things that pizza just tastes so good with. And I feel like pineapple on pizza, it really depends on how they make it for it to be good. Because
why
like,
are you trying to be so reasonable?
Because
and so level-headed
Ariana
about
because
this.
Because I'm special.
I can understand how someone would like this. No! There's no understanding the other side.
It's like how Puravi is. Like, wait, no, that's
Ariana,
my opinion. And it's
you're
right.
So diplomatic.
To anyone who
I know.
Doesn't like pineapple on pizza, I dare you to go and try it. If you don't like it.
Why? That's like saying, like eat
Venmo
dirt.
Me your anger.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
Venmo
no
my anger?
No, Venmo me your anger.
What does that mean?
What?
Venmo your anger?
You want money?
Like, you Venmo someone, you have to like put like a message. So you like pay money and you put a message on it.
So I'd have to pay you to tell you that I hate what you made me eat? What is this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to take all my anger from my brain, like, slap it on the phone and, like, throw
like
it at
bucks.
You.
Give like 10 bucks. Like,
I will say this, though. I'm okay with, like, a lot of different types of pizza. I'm fine with, like, a grandma's pizza or a grandma vodka pizza or, like, I'm fine with different toppings. But I think I have a hot take, I guess, is that your pizza should be limited to, like, two toppings. I feel that way. Any more than that, and it's just you're just throwing like
you're
everything
just making
on it.
It a mess.
You're making it a mess.
Know.
You have no flavor, and I think that anything that is a meal on its own should not be on there. Like penne pizza should not exist. You should not have pasta on your pizza.
No, I did.
This
I think
is
that's
gross.
Awful.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
All right, but pineapple, ham.
Stop.
Ham variations.
I'm vegetarian.
I know that. But ham variations. I think ham or ham variations are okay, whether it's like a pepperoni, a soppressata, or like meatball even, like those are fine. Or sausage. I know I'm talking to vegetarians right now. Like that's okay. But pineapple and ham or pineapple in general, I just don't understand it.
Okay, but Puravi, have you ever tried that Indian pizza?
Oh my gosh.
What's on it?
It's like it's like they throw on all this like flavor, like everything that you can ever possibly imagine. Like if you think guacamole, they'll put it on there right
that's
now.
Not Indian all
no, no, but there's like a thing that tastes like that looks exactly like guacamole. Like
no,
I think like you shouldn't be just because the shape of the food is a triangle that doesn't make it a pizza.
Yeah, no, it's not even a pizza at that point.
Okay,
when
right,
you like
yeah.
I know.
There's like this like cottage cheese and it's called paneer and it's actually really good.
Okay.
Like when you
like
right,
eat it
yeah.
you know?
Regularly.
But like when you put it on pizza, it just
It just ruins
pizza.
Like pineapple on pizza.
That made me hate.
No. You're putting a fruit on pizza.
There's already fruit on pizza.
Stop it.
Tomatoes.
No. No.
No.
Don't do that. That
I will do it.
No. That doesn't matter that tomato is a fruit, yes, but tomato is like the key ingredient. You're adding another fruit to it.
Okay. Well, it's like a fruit salad on
a pizza. But tomato doesn't have a fruit flavor. It's not sweet. There's more of like a citrus. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just trying to let's move on from this. Ariana, do you like pineapple on pizza? Or are you just trying to save your friendship with Parabi?
Well,
I have nothing to lose
here.
So
she told me. She admitted it.
Well,
I don't believe this.
It could be better. It's not delicious. I think pizza would be a lot more delicious without it, but I'm okay with it.
Ooh. I guess this is kind of like a would you rather, but would you rather have your teacher read your text message out loud or a teacher tells your whole class your grade?
My grade, because I get really good grades.
Oh, show up. Nice flex.
Yeah, guys.
My grades, because everybody's going to feel bad for me.
Oh.
And you'll make more friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be like, I can tutor you.
My grade.
It's okay.
Because my grades are just, they're just like a reflection of how amazing I am. And I really want to project that to the entire class.
And your texts are not a reflection of how horrible of a person you are.
Yes.
No, my texts.
Oh, they are a reflection of that.
My texts are not going to prove the entire class of my reason to be superior than them, but my grades will definitely resemble my amazingness.
Ariana, use words that our viewers can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that our listeners are dumb?
No.
Shruti?
How could you?
Ariana's just too advanced.
I know. I'm aware.
Cancel Shruti. She just offended every one of our listeners.
I mean, even I can't understand. She, uses words. Like,
well, Shruti, then again, you're the one who doesn't want your grades to be shown to the
class. I mean, and half the time, I mean, I bet my teachers couldn't understand my texts.
Because you're just so cool.
I'm just so cool.
All those lols and BRBs.
No, because I use, like...
So you just have spelling errors everywhere?
Too many spelling errors.
Wow. Okay.
I turned off autocorrect, though. So I have a lot of spelling errors. But I turned off autocorrect because, it tends to, change my message to something that is definitely not what I'm trying to say.
To English.
Yeah. Once it happened to me and it led to an argument. And then my friends didn't believe me that it was autocorrect.
Unbelievable.
After that, I turned off autocorrect.
No.
Pause time or rewind time? I'm going to skip it. That's kind of too deep. And we're trying to keep this lighthearted and goofy. Ariana, this is a good one that you added. Would you rather have, I guess this is another would you rather, dealing with teachers, those horrible people, right? Would you rather have your teacher read your most recent text with your mom or a teacher sees your most recent photo in your camera roll? Let's do mine right now. Let's see.
I mean,
yeah, let's all do it.
I know what my most
recent...
My
mom doesn't respond to my text because she's like, I'm right next to you. You can talk to me.
Wow. So we would read it out. We'd be like, all right, Shruti, let's see. It looks like you wrote, I love you, mom. And she didn't respond as of 2 weeks ago.
No, because I was like, so I have time limit on my devices. Yep. And I'm like, hey, what's the time limit passcode? And she never responded to me. I can see that she read it.
She was trying to time you out.
Yeah. She's like, no.
most recent message to my mom was, oh, nice. Glad you liked it. I have way too much left over. Ha ha. And it was in regards to food that I made. That I sent them home with.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's okay. My most recent photo on my camera roll is it's a picture of a Christmas decoration from our neighbors.
Oh.
Okay.
So go ahead, teacher. Read and show both of them. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, actually, my camera roll is not that bad. My camera roll is pictures of my friends.
Oh, that's so nice.
She has no pictures
bad
in there.
She has no pictures. No, she has no pictures of me.
No, okay,
absolutely.
I can explain.
Pictures
of
my friends.
I sent you a picture.
No, yes, I did.
Well,
go check
a group.
Shruti's like, don't go ahead. Go ahead, teacher. It's just pictures of all of my friends.
But you can go ahead and embarrass them.
Your camera
roll is two pictures.
Your camera roll is empty.
My camera roll is full. So
Parabi, what would you rather have?
I'll say both.
So you're laughing over there.
My mom, she said, I can see you, but I have an explanation.
She said what?
She said, I can see you. So I was yesterday, I was helping out at a swim meet for the 10 and unders.
Okay.
For my team. And I was coming out. I'm like, where are you, mom? Like, I don't see you.
Okay.
She's like, I see you. Come this way.
Nice.
And then before that, like right before that, she sent me a swimsuit.
Okay.
So that I could get a swimsuit.
So that's the most recent picture?
No.
Okay.
That's not my most recent picture. It's my Spotify Wrapped.
Okay. Oh, I haven't looked at mine yet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too early.
I think.
What would you rather?
I feel like I'm also on the side that it could be both because I'm pretty sure the last text I have with my mom, I was just like telling her about like that I'm like on the bus and she just responded, okay, and that's it. And like, I feel like that's not something I should be scared about. But at the same time, I remember before I left to school, I accidentally screenshotted my home screen. So I wouldn't be scared of that either.
Neither one is all that bad.
Yeah.
Neither one is all that bad.
Yeah, we're not interesting people.
No, we're really
not. Yeah, like,
not.
Go ahead and embarrass my friends. That doesn't scare me.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Like, yeah, it'd scare you.
Yeah, like, I don't, yes.
Going back to the topic of food, what is the best condiment?
Ketchup.
Dipping
ketchup.
Sauce
ketchup.
Condiment?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Most versatile is ketchup it.
Yes.
I love
it. Is that
a
big reason? Because you're going to have people who are going to say ranch.
I can eat ketchup with ranch. Anything.
Just completely, I don't like french fries, but if you completely submerge a french fry under ketchup, I will eat it.
No, you got to dip. No, you can't submerge.
Well,
I need
space to put my fingers on it. But
you need to maintain the crunch integrity of the fry.
I like
cheese
fries.
I don't like fries though. So okay. I like the taste of the ketchup like really okay. will make me actually know? Eat it. Like if I have nothing to eat and like french fries is the only thing like I can eat, I will eat it if there's ketchup.
Okay. So we're all in agreement. It's ketchup.
It's ketchup.
I like ketchup. Okay.
Me too. Yummy. Yeah. But I don't put ketchup on a hot dog though. I put mustard.
I can't eat hot dogs. I eat vegetarian hot dogs. Okay. I don't like dips it in
oil.
Like,
I don't like hot dogs.
Potato.
I know a lot of people are going to say ranch or they're going to say like Chick-fil-A sauce, but it's good. But I go right back to like, cool, I could put ranch on a burger, I guess. Like, it's not my, I'm not really in love with that.
Ranch?
I could put ranch on
like a sandwich.
Chicken. I could dip chicken into ranch, but
ketchup is just.
But I need
superior.
Ketchup for fries.
Yeah.
So I need ketchup for fries, like, and then I like ketchup in a burger. So like, I need those.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, my friend's little sister, she like eats ketchup by the spoonful, and like
how
that's
old is
just
the little
a
sister?
Little too much.
Three,
I think like six, like five, six, seven. I don't know, around that age.
Eight, then. Nine, 12. She's 82.
Yeah,
my kids when they first were exposed to ketchup, they literally would just dip their finger in it and just.
I used
it.
To not like ketchup.
Okay. I
like,
always liked ketchup. I never went through any phases.
Yeah, I used to not like ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah. And I was
ketchup
like, well, let's change that opinion.
At one point, I would have said that barbecue sauce is my favorite. But now that I've realized that sometimes barbecue sauce can't be really used on certain things.
Yeah, I don't like barbecue sauce on fries. I know some people do that.
No.
I
can't
nothing,
relate.
Chips.
There's like, nothing chips. Better than fries and ketchup.
Exactly.
Like, it's just classic.
Yeah.
You don't need to change that. I know you said cheese fries. I don't like cheese fries. I'm not like
oh my god,
no, disco fries, like the gravy ones. Like it's just like I just like a good crispy salty fry with some ketchup.
I just
and
think
dip always never like
no, pour never
the,
dunk.
No, don't pour the ketchup on top.
Yeah,
I know there are freaks out there who do that. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Milk before or after cereal? I think we did this as a on an episode once, and this kind of I think turned. I think if I remember correctly, like seventh grade got into like a huge like division war over this. It's always cereal, then milk.
Exactly.
Honestly?
Because one time I poured milk before cereal, right? And I put so much milk. Like I realized that as I was adding my cereal, oh my God, this is so much milk. And I couldn't like drain out any milk because I already had cereal in it.
Yeah.
Well, you really wouldn't have this dilemma if you just put the cereal first because you can just fish out the cereal and like take them out if you don't want as much cereal.
You know how much you're going to eat.
Exactly.
So that's what you have to make the decision based on.
Okay, I can tell Paravi is thinking the same thing as me, so I'm going to let her go first.
Paravi's also the person who thinks that pineapple on pizza shouldn't be a crime.
No. Okay. So I think I'm either a psychopath or I don't know, but like
Wait, what
I did,
a psychopath?
I don't know, but I put my milk in the microwave for like.
What? Milk should be cold in cereal.
Okay, you're doing everything wrong.
What?
Don't blame me, my parents.
Yeah, me too. Exactly.
That's true. It's always it's your parents.
Because this is what my parents taught me. This is what my parents taught me.
All right, wait, but let me finish. Because like I've tried it like cold, like when I'm just too lazy to like warm it up, and it's like warm accentuates the flavor more. Like you don't have to have like steaming hot.
Yes,
but, like,
and then the milk tastes like the cereal, and it's so good.
But like the cold milk like takes away from the flavor. Like if you have like a bowl of cocoa,
It just tastes like
it like
water.
Accentuates the cocoa.
No, but I feel like when I'm in like the morning, and I'm just having a breakfast, I don't want something like warm exactly.
You
know, like
it's not like warm.
It's not warm.
Like,
it's like
put in like for 15 seconds, like it'll be room temperature.
I know, but that's still gonna make it a little warm. I feel the cold.
This is my parents' fault. My parents taught me this, and then even it's the Indian.
Wait, is that a thing in Indian culture?
I don't know. Like, honestly,
is that a cultural thing?
I don't know.
Like, they don't really have cereal.
Okay. I mean, they have cereal, but people don't
cereal's like
cereal.
A very American.
Like modern.
Yeah.
You're saying like American kind of typical like sugary cereal.
But like how they enjoy it, then they give it to us, and then we learn to enjoy it, and then
we get used to that enjoyment.
I guess
and
what I was asking is like, is that a thing that's just like your parents, or is that a cultural thing?
No, it's just
I don't know. It's like, just your okay.
Wait, if you have if you do the same thing, then I don't know.
Honestly, teacher I don't know.
Well, because it would be hard to like you'd have to like put the milk in like a separate bowl and then pour it into the bowl with the cereal.
What are we
in
measuring
it?
Out like measuring cups?
No. You you put it in the bowl. You're gonna eat it.
And then you dump all the cereal.
So you always know how much milk.
But
you're
then you're
put
putting
in
milk before.
You have
I have
to
a cereal
precise.
Bowl.
You have to
and
be
if
precise.
Not, you have. Room
do you have like
for
measurement
cereal.
Markings on your on the cereal bowl?
Also, I don't like cereal.
So you just have a bowl of warm milk. Are you a cat?
No.
Delicious.
No, I like cereal. like no,
okay.
No, no.
I mean,
no,
I'm not 6 years old anymore. So.
I don't like cereal. Like like with the milk and stuff. Like even if you, with like all together, milk and cereal, I don't like it. Because it gets soggy and I hate it. I hate soggy things. I hate crunchy.
I mean, look, I have oatmeal every morning and I put pineapple.
Stop.
I have oatmeal every morning, basically, and I will microwave the oatmeal with the milk. I'll use milk for the oatmeal. So I totally get what you say about accentuating the flavor. Because yes, the colder something is, the harder it is for you to be able to taste.
Yeah, because you're like distracted by the cold milk to enjoy the delicious flavor.
Yeah.
Like just try warming it up for like a little bit, just to like get it not like fridge cold.
Honestly, I drink it hot.
Because there are people that when they have coffee, like very, very snobby coffee aficionados, like will have like warm milk.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Steamed milk.
That's
my dad. Yeah, like, but it's a thing, and I say it kind of jokingly, like about coffee snobs, but because they understand how to accentuate the flavor for the creamer or the milk without just making it dilute, like the coffee itself. So, okay, I get it, but that's so you have a reason for it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Fine. Would you rather time travel to the... So another would you rather question, but would you rather time travel to the past or to the future?
Future.
Future.
Because the past is the past. Leave it alone. We're
the
doing
past
good.
Is it
because
the
I feel like there are some things... Because like, what if in this scenario, when you go back to the past and change it, your present self... Well, like, what if, like, you don't remember going back into the past and changing it? So your present self will be in, like, this mental state that could potentially be different than it was supposed to be.
See,
and if you're traveling into the future, if you're traveling to the future, you can just see and be prepared.
Yeah, like, prepare yourself.
No, but
like
you
if we like
be ready
going
for
to
it
Mars, you can
life
warn
experiences
everyone.
Or what are going to prepare you for whatever you're going to see when you travel to the future.
I know, but
so
yeah.
you travel
that's
to the
like
future.
Like if we
you travel to the future and you see the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You're how old? 11?
Yeah.
You're not prepared to be able to interact with that person or have any type of like emotional connection
Wait,
with that
but
person.
Like, is it like are you going as like not like live like you're like have you seen those things where like they go in but no one else can see them
yeah
are you going that or are you going in like you're going in at yourself in the future
like Harry Potter like when Harry and Hermione
are you going
like,
in like 20 I mean like two. Like
I looked at this as like kind of like a Christmas Carol, like where you can just basically see,
yeah,
and you can't interact, but you can see,
yeah,
or like 2100. Like if, I don't know, if we'll probably be live, but maybe I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
That was a lot of. Well, maybe I don't. Maybe.
Well, yeah. Now that you mentioned
life, don't keep putting pineapple on your pizza, and you'll you should be look, okay.
Now that
so
you mentioned,
would you all go to the future?
Yes. Because changing the past could affect the present, and I like the present as it is now, so no thanks.
So, okay, I look at this very different. You
but
guys
you can't
are.
Change the past.
I know,
you
but like.
Look at it.
I mean, you know already. You're learning about in social studies. What else could happen?
If you're going back, like, to go into the past to see something like. The dinosaurs? Yeah, like the dinosaurs.
I
want to
go see dinosaurs.
No, I don't want to see dinosaurs.
Yeah, honestly, dinosaurs are scary.
Dinosaurs are the coolest thing in the world.
But just like you,
are you a dinosaur person?
I am.
But like, just like you mentioned like the Christmas Carol, so now I'm remembering that in the book, the future is what changed him because he realized that in the future, people were going to hate him. And like, even when he died, people weren't going to care about him. And so he changed to become happier.
Okay. That's good analysis, Ariana.
I know.
I would go back in the past. See, I think you guys were thinking about it from like yourself, like to see your future or to see your past. I don't need to go see my past. I already live that. I want to go see dinosaurs. Like I want to just be able to go and see and go, that's what they look like. That's what they looked like. Or to be able to like look and be like, so that animal's head is literally the size of like half of this room.
The only thing I want to see is how dinosaurs died.
Oh, and you want to just watch them?
Yeah, I just want to like watch them perish.
Isn't it like a slow? It's a slow thing. It's not like it was just like boom.
Wasn't it like?
Wasn't it?
No, wasn't it just a meteor? Like you know when you like can't play the dinosaur game
of events though, right? Like
yeah.
Like you know what I realized?
Went out and then like slowly like species like the food chain basically crumbled. I would also want to go in the past so I can see like I'm a big music person. Like I want to go see Elvis live. Like I want to go see the Beatles perform live. I want to go see those kind of things.
I want to see if there were humans before dinosaurs and if they died when the dinosaurs died.
Okay.
Like, how could they find remains of dinosaurs but not remains of humans?
Were
there humans when dinosaurs lived and the thing killed them all
answers.
Too?
You want to go back in the past to find answers to things.
Then again, I want to see the future to see how times change. What evolutions have taken place?
Okay.
How much we advanced?
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe like when I see if there's like flying cars.
Yeah.
And then I go to the future and see that, and I create that.
We have. It's smart.
And then like
we have flying cars. They're called planes.
Oh, I mean.
Well, I feel like not cool enough because they because it's not like you can just like fly.
Yeah, because you have to pay. You can get your own flying car.
You have to like. Fuel it or
not many people have their own plane. Many people have their own car.
If you go into the future, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see people with their heads down, looking at their phones, staring at their devices. I agree. Yes.
That would be really cool. I want that to happen.
So you're going
to
have people that are just basically constantly like daydreaming because they're just paying attention to like whatever internet they're looking at. What is the best cuisine?
Indian.
Okay.
Mexican? Or Italian. Okay, see, I would say Indian, but I eat Indian like every
You're too biased?
Day.
It's too close?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd have a hard time saying Italian for the same reason of like growing up in an Italian household.
Yeah. But Mexican or Italian?
Indian.
Okay. I would say Italian because I'm Puerto Rican and a lot of like the Mexican food is the same. So okay. I'm used to the taste just like probably would be used like to like Indian food. And I feel like Italian includes pizza and pasta, which are my favorite foods.
Yeah.
And I would definitely not pass to like have a pizza like. Oh, like 100%, I'd rather have a pizza. So
I think I might go Italian just because, like, it's what I know. Shruti, you're saying Indian food? How come?
All day, every day. I would rather have Indian food rather other than any other food in like the entire world.
Because a world without spice is not.
It's not.
Very
it's
nice.
Not a world anymore.
Right. Mexican provide spice.
Yeah. Well, different kind of heat.
Well,
yeah.
Very different kind of heat.
Yeah. I like Cheesecake Factory cuisine.
That's just everything.
Yeah.
everything.
Cheesecake Factory is good, though.
That's not
like,
Paravi, what are you picking? You said Mexican or Italian?
Yeah.
Or you got to pick which one?
Because, see, well.
Do you want
I
spice or savory?
Okay, but see, Italian, there's very limited options
what?
On what you can.
Oh, well, you can have so many different types of pastas.
But it's all the same. Like, they all taste the same. It depends on what sauce you put on it.
I can, but I don't like it.
Oh,
that's like Mexican. Like, there's so much customization.
Okay.
Like, you go to, like, Chipotle or something. I mean, that's not, like, prime Mexican.
Yeah.
But, like, there's, like, so much customization. You can, like, add what you want.
Okay.
You can, like, you choose your rice. You can choose your beans.
Change in the beans. Just, like, yeah.
It's just, like, a whole, you can, like, create, like, a whole different meal with the same, like, base ingredients.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I think I'm going to go with Mexican.
Okay. Candy canes and hot chocolate? Yes or no?
Yes.
I don't like candy canes.
Really? Peppermint, no?
No.
Okay.
Not a peppermint fan.
I think I like the optic of it during, like, the Christmas season for me. Like,
if you don't have candy canes, don't give me hot chocolate.
I
like it. I mean, I'm not, like, a big candy cane person, but... But I like the optic of it. Like, it's just a nice garnish. It's like the cilantro on a dish.
Yes.
Yeah, oh my God. Think...
I love cilantro.
You guys think cilantro tastes like soap? No, because people think cilantro tastes like soap. Some people think...
No, it's actually... It's a biological thing that there are people who cannot smell or taste like cilantro.
I like cilantro.
Like, they just... It doesn't taste like anything. And that's why they don't like it. It's not a choice. It's pretty cool. Ariana.
So...
Candy canes?
Yes, I think yes. The answer is yes because, well, I feel like it really enhances the flavor, and I like make a lot of hot chocolate at home because my dad taught me how, because he likes hot chocolate and cheese, which I'm not gonna question. But so I make a lot of hot chocolate. So whenever I make it, I like putting something in it. I don't want it to be just plain, you know. I feel like I want something to kind of like change up the flavor a little bit. Because whenever I do make hot chocolate, it's like, I don't want it to always be the same.
Okay.
And I feel like, the option to have like candy canes, it really does taste good.
It's gonna change the profile.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I was kind of exaggerating there. Like, I like hot chocolate without candy canes, but it just tastes so much better with candy canes.
Okay. That's fair. This was a ton of fun. Thank you for helping us solve the strangest and most unimportant questions. End up with a joke.
All right. Have you ever tried eating a clock? It's time consuming.
On that note, stay safe, stay hungry. See ya.